Today's daf is daf Lamed Dalet, and we're holding on the fourth line down. We were in the middle of the story of the crossing of the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Braita. Now, the last thing we learned was that the moment the Kohanim stepped into the Yarden, the water started backing up and going up. So, v'kama govan shomayim, how high did that water reach? Shnei masar mil keneged machaneh Yisrael. Basically, the girsa, by the way, of the second al shnei masar mil doesn't really make all that much sense, because obviously it was only as wide as the Yarden was, and in the Ein Yaakov this does not appear. So shnei masar mil, how high was the water? 12 mil, which is about 12 kilometers, which is the length of Machane Yisrael. So the Machane Yisrael, they crossed the Yarden the way that the Machane usually is, which means that they crossed 12 mil. And so until by the time the last one went by, it was a 12 mil crossing. So during that time, the water itself also raised its height to 3 mil, sort of like a 90-degree angle. Interesting question over here is, how long did it take the water to clear out? Since they were 12 mil, if they were 12 mil by 12 mils, then how long would it take the water to move the 12 mil? It says the moment that the Kohanim went in, that's when the water stopped. So didn't they have to sit around and wait then? In which case, maybe it should have been 24 mil. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting discussions. Continues. So says Rabbi Yehuda, Amalo Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon Ledvarecha, you hold that it was 12 mil, so then, how does that add up? I mean, Adam Kal or Mayim Kalim? Let me ask you something. Which moves more quickly? Ave Omer, Mayim Kalim. The water was moving faster than the people crossing slowly with the Machane. Im Kain, if that's the case, then the water should have reached the height of Shnei Masar Mil before Yisrael crossed, which took them Shnei Masar Mil. So then, according to you, if it only lasted to Shnei Masar Mil, then the water should have collapsed once it was Shnei Masar Mil and drowned everybody. At least everybody was left in the Yarden. So then, boy, mayim v'shotfimotam. All those who hadn't gotten out of the Yarden should have been drowned. Ela, therefore, Tainis Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon Melamed, Shayu amayim nigdashim v'olim kipin agave kipin, yoter me shlosh meot mil. That this water was growing like room upon room, more than 300 mil, which is always a lashon of exaggeration. Atshra'u otam, kol malchei mizrach u'ma'arav, until the entire world could see them, and it made a tremendous impression on the various malchios, shenemar v'yichi shmoa kol malchei amori ha'sheber avar yarden yama. וכל מלכי הכנעני אשר על הים, את אשר הוביש השם את מי הירדן בפני בני ישראל עד עוברם, וימס לבבם, ולא היה בעמוד רוח בפני בני ישראל. When all of these מלאכים heard the nace of the קריאת הירדן, so they felt that it was hopeless. How could they even resist? ואף רחב הזונה, and therefore we find that רחב הזונה, when the Yoshua's Meraglim came into her, אמרה לשלוחי יהושע, כי שמענו את אשר הוביש השם את מי ים סוף, וכתיב ונשמע וימי סובבינו ולא קמה עוד רוח באיש מפניכם. So they were still afraid already from קריאת ים סוף. And that means that to put the two together, כי שמענו, it was that we heard from before, and we saw this as well. So that means that they were able to see this face. Continues the Braita now, Odam Bayarden, as long as the Kohanim stood in the Yarden, Yoshua already told them at that point, Amar Lehem Yoshua, and this is basically Merubas in the Pasuk, in other words it says, Kohanim Nasi Aaron Odim B'toch HaYarden, Atom Kol HaDavar Shetziva Hashem at Yoshua L'daber Ala'am, which means that Yoshua was speaking to them while they were in the Yarden, what Moshe Rabbeinu had said to them. So what he said was, "De'u amatem avrim et ha'Yarden, recognize the purpose of the crossing of the Yarden, amanat shetorishot yoshvei haaretz b'tchem. You have to conquer those who are living here, and you can't make compromises. Shenemar, because Moshe Rabbeinu told us, V'horashtem et kol yoshvei haaretz mipnechem. So im atem osim kan, if you're going in al menat to be kovesh et Eretz Kanaan, and you'll do that, so then mutav. But if you're walking in half-heartedly at this point, ba'im mayim v'shotrim etchem, at this point, you should be washed away by the Yarden itself. My, the funny Lashon in the Pasuk doesn't say Otchem, but the Lashon of the Braisa is Otichem, which is me and you. Oti ve'etchem, meaning if I can't get you motivated to go ahead and to cross the Yarden and to finish up conquering Eretz Yisrael, we're all going to be washed away. This probably means figuratively, not necessarily in the Yarden itself. But it's figuratively. Same way we're sitting here in the middle of the Yarden. You have to recognize that our lives are always balanced in this fashion. There's always people ready to wipe us out. So the same way that it would not be very intelligent to sit here watching the water get higher and higher and higher and then figure you can do what you want. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, we don't do the job right, we're all dead. And that, of course, is l'maisa what did happen. Yoshua did not complete the conquering of Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, continues the Braita, Odam be'yarden, still in the Yarden, Amar lem Yoshua, as it says in the Pasuk, this is a quote, Arim alechem ish even achat ha'shichnu, imispar shiftei b'nei Yisrael. Uchtim, l'man tia zot ot b'kir b'chem, ki shalun b'nechem achar lemur, ma avanim ha'ele lachem. These avanim that they put up that were underneath the place where the kohanim were standing are supposed to be a zikaron, which is a simen levanim. It's going to show the children she'avru avot et ha'yarden, and indeed their forefathers crossed the Yarden. Odam ba'yarden, continues the Braita, Amar lam Yeshua. Carry now, pick up from the avanim, and take them with you, and put them in the place where we stay tonight. And these are the avanim that ended up in Har Eival, that they built the Mizbeach, and that in the end, they took back and put in Gilgal. Yachol b'chol malon malon. You might think that they should carry these stones with them and put them in every place that they stayed from that point on. Talmud lomar shetalinu bo halayla. Specifically halayla, not in every place. Omer Yehuda. It may be that the correct girsa here is Rabbi Yossi. And this relates to who the Abba Chalafta is that we're about to discuss. Let's take it as our gear. Some repute, Abba Chalafta, Rabbi Eliezer ben Matya, V'chananya ben Chachinai, all of them actually went and found those avanim. Amdu al otam avanim. They stood on the avanim. In order stood, it doesn't mean literally, it means they were aimed. It means to estimate and be able to get a sense of what we're talking about. Mishiyarum, and they estimated that kol achat ve'achat, each one of those stones, shkula ka'arba'im sa'ah, weighed about 40 sa'ah, which is water weight, the way we talk about liters and cc's, rather liters and kilograms. So this would be 40 sa'ah, enormous amount of water. U'gemiri, and we have a Kabbalah from the Gemara, that the nature of the weighing, of the carrying that a person can do, is that te'una, the midla inish lekatve, what a person is able to put on and carry on his shoulders without somebody else putting it there for him, is tilta de te'une have. It's only 1/3 of what he'd be able to carry if somebody else put it on his shoulders for him. So then that means, since Yoshua said, harimu lechem ish, he was telling them that each shevet has to be able to carry one of these avonim all on their own. So mikanata mechashev le'eshkol, now if that was the weight of the stones, and these people were capable of carrying those kind of stones, then that means that the eshkol that the meraglim carried in the days of Moshe, and they put that on their shoulders, with other people's help, which was three times as much. In other words, 120 saw. So now figure out what we're talking about. Where do we find that the Eshkol was like that? Shnemar, v'yichretu misham zimora, v'eshkol anavim echad, v'yesa'u v'amot b'shnayim. I mean, if it says b'amot, for heaven's sakes, a mot by definition has to be carried by two people. What else makes it a mot? So v'mashmar shnemar v'yesa'u b'amot, ein yodea she'b'shnayim. That's a given that there's one person on one end and one person on the other end. So why doesn't it say v'yesa'u that there were two people? So must teach us that the Eshkol Anavim required Shnei Motot. So that means you had four people carrying the Eshkol, each one of whom was capable, because other people were helping them, of carrying 120 saw on their shoulders. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, pointed out, Mitzad Asfora, without figuring all of this out, that when we're talking about over here, the Masa'ot and the Motot, the way the Torah is referring to it, it sounds like Turtani, the Turtani, the Turtani. I mean, you're saying B'mot, B'shnaim, Mashma, that they had one Masui, and then they put other Motot underneath to support those Motot. So that we had one Masui supporting another Masui. So we had two Motot, let's say, running north and south, and then you had four people, and there was two on each end. And underneath them, you had another two motot to create sort of a cross that they'd be able to be supported, which means that Arketa Shmona Nasu Eshkol, eight out of the Meraglin, were needed to carry just the Eshkol. Echad Nasarimon, and then the pomegranate was so heavy it required one of the Meraglin to carry. Echad Naseta Ina, and one of them carried a fig. And Yeshua v'Chalev lo nasu klum. Yeshua v'Chalev refused to carry anything. It's amazing. Why not? Iboitem v'shum dechashivi. Could be because they were more chashiv than the other meraglim. Or iboitem shlo yubotaitza. They refused to participate in the hotzat tiba in Eretz Yisrael. And as we're told, the reason that they were bringing these peirot is to show people that this is a terrifying land. It's monstrous proportions. And the same way the fruit are insane. So to the people, they're insane. They're going to eat you up alive. Getting back now to explain the machlokas in the Braita. Rabbi Yehuda holds it was 12 mil. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds it was more than 300 mil. Pligi bar Ravam or Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. One of the two, either Ravam or Yitzchak Nafcha, Amar. Now, Ladivri Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the water was only Shnei Masar Mil. So then that would mean Kechanayatanavru. They didn't cross the Yarden in a straight line, one after the other. They rather crossed as the Chanaya was, meaning as that shape around the Mishkan. Well, Ladivri Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, where he says it was so big, you have to say B'zachar Zavru. So it took a long time because they didn't cross all together horizontally. They crossed in a linear line. That's why it took so long, and it was Shalosh Meitz. That's one approach. V'chad, either Rabbi Amir or Yitzchak Nafcha, we're not sure which one said which Amar, Bein Mar or Bein Mar Kechanayat Tanavu. Both are agreed that the mode of walking across the Yarden was the derech of the Chanaya. It's just that Mar Rabbi Yehuda holds that Adam Kal, that over here, a person indeed moves faster than the water, and therefore it was possible for them to cross until the water was Shnei Masar Mil, and therefore he only says Shnei Masar Mil, Mara blows a river, Shimon holds Vayim Kalim. Obviously, it depends on the particular case. So this was a question how exactly the situation was with the relative movement of Yisrael versus the Yarden. All right, we mentioned now in passing the Meraglim. Because of that, we want to talk about the Meraglim for a moment, which of course works out very nicely for the Parshat HaShavua. So it says, Shalach Lecha Anashim. Omer Shlokish, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shalach Lecha HaPirush Midatcha. I'm not telling you. It's just that since Yisrael was asking, and they're presenting Moshe with a challenge of, we'd like you to put your money where your mouth is, because it says that Tikruvune Laikulchem. Says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, look, you know what? You guys want it, go ahead and do it. But certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command him to do it, because V'chi Adam, I mean, would it be V'chi Adam Zeh Borer Chilek Ra La'atzmo? I mean, why would somebody select something that was horrible for himself? Zeh is rather a poor usage here. The normal way of saying it, indeed, some changed the girsa. V'chi Adam Borer Chilek Ra La'atzmo is something that was going to come to end up almost wiping out Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell him to do. V'ahinu dechtiv, that's why Moshe tells him afterwards, v'yitav be'inai hadavar. So, and Reish Lakish pointed out, be'inai hadavar, v'ol be'inav shel makom. I realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really never told me to do it. And I thought it was a good idea, because I thought that if they see that Adarab, I'm very happy that, you know, send, do whatever you want, look it up on the internet, Google it, it's great. That they'd see, okay, I guess it must be all right. Well, we've got to go through all of this sitting Meragla. See, he thought they would be Mevater, but they weren't. And then it says, Eloshen, V'yachpuru lanu et ha'aretz. V'atomru nishlecha anashim lefaneinu. This where you said that tikruvuna laikulchem, send people and let them nishlecha anashim lefaneinu v'yachpuru lanu. What's this Eloshen v'yachpuru? Om Rabchir Bar Abba, indeed, the Meraglim, lo nitkavdu el al-boshtar shel Eretz Yisrael. There's a remez here that from the beginning, the intent was only to cause bushot. K'tivacha v'yachparu lanu et haaretz, u'k'tivata v'chofra levana u'vosha hakama. So that means the lotion of chofra is a lotion of embarrassment, shame, and they were trying to indeed cause embarrassment to Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, continues the Parshan Shlach, Ve'ele Shemotam, Lemateh Reuven, Shamua Ben Zachur, Omer Reb Yitzchak Tov, Ezeh Mesorot Biyadenu Miyavotenu, Meraglim, the names that are given to the Meraglim here are not their real names. Their names are here given, Al Shem Ma'asehem Nikru. They were all called the Ma'aseh that they did, and that's how they were. Some learn this means that they were lechatchila given those names, and these were the names they were given. But they were given the names that expressed what it was that ultimately they would turn out becoming. And now we're going to darshan the various names. Onu, I must admit that we can't darshan all of the names, because lo al tabia, they know we weren't able to work it all out. But one of them we worked out. Elechat. And I've been trying, because I had the Messiah. And the one I worked out was Situr ben Michael. Situr shesatar ma'asav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He attempted now to turn HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a phony, and to make him unable to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And Michael is that he turned HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El became Mich, Mach, which is a lotion of poor. Sha'asah atzmo mach, yitzak avayachol, he made HaKadosh Baruch Hu weak, to be unable to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Says Rabbi Yochanan, why? You only figured out one? Let me tell you. Av Anunomar, I also have a name. Nachbi ven Vavsi. What does that mean? Nachbi shechbi dvarav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He hid, made hidden the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who spoke about bringing us in to Eretz Yisrael, that was Eretz Tova. And Vavsi shepisal midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he basically skipped over HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing and desirous of giving schar to those who believe in him. And he made that something that was impossible. Furthermore, it says, Vayalu b'negev vayavoa at Chevron. What does it mean? The first part of the pasuk uses Lashon Rabbim, Vayalu. The second part continues, I would imagine, referring to the same antecedent, and uses the Lashon Yachid, Vayavo. Why doesn't it say, and they came? Omarova Melamit Shepiresh Kalev Miatzat Meragli. This teaches us that one of them, indeed, was the one who came there. And that was Kalev. He saw what was going on, and he went, V'alach Lishtateach HaKivrei Avot, He went to Hebron where the Avot are buried. Omar lehem, and he was mitpalel to Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Avotai, bikshu alai rachamim shinatzil miatzat meraglim, so that he saved himself through his tefillah, that they should be saved. Yehoshua didn't go. Why not? Kvar bikesh Moshe alav rachamim, shenemar vayikra Moshe lo Hoshea binun Yehoshua. So Yehoshua already wasn't feeling the tug and the need to follow the Meraglim, because Moshe Rabbeinu had already achieved for him this tefillah. V'ayinu dechtiv ve'avdi kalev ekev haita ruach acheret imo v'yimale acharai v'aviyoti v'laret asher ba'ashama. So we find that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, kalev will be zeicha to the place where he went. And indeed, that is exactly what happened. Because we find in Yehoshua, Vayiten et Hebron, the Kalev ben Yifuneh l'nachala. So apparently it was Kalev, and only Kalev who went to Hebron. And because of that, he was given Hebron as his nachala. Continues now the Parsha to say, Visham, that the Ramaraglim were saying, Visham, Achiman, Shishai, V'talmai, they're all Yilidei Anak, the frightening people. Achiman miyuman shebe achav. He was the strongest of the giants. Like the right hand is the yamin, is the strong one. Sheishai shemeisim et aretz shechatot. Because he was so enormously heavy, when he would walk on the land, he would make these deep holes in the ground. Talmai shemeisim et aretz lamim plamim. He would drag his feet a bit, Talmai, you see, so he made big furrows in the ground. Davaracher, there's also another element over here. Davaracher usually means something, an alternative pshat. And because of that, Rashi elsewhere says that the words Davaracher don't fit in here. However, there are some that attempt to tie in the names that we gave before into the sugya that's coming. The easiest way is to say this is a different inyan. Achiman bana anat, Sheshai bana alush, Talmai bana talbush. And then when it says Yelidei anak, it means ba'anikim chama bekomatam. Because they were so high, it looks like they are wearing the sun as a necklace. Continues the pasuk. V'chevron sheva shanim nivneta livnei tzoran mitzrayim. Ask the Gemara, when you say Chevron, I mean, what does Nivneta mean? Does it mean literally that it was built before Tzoan, it's older? If you want to tell me that Hebron is built before Tzoan, is that possible? If Shar Adam, Cham, who was the father of these people, is it reasonable to say that he was Bone Bait Levnoa Katan? He built a home for, he built a city for Knan, his son. Kodem, that he built a city for Bno Agadol, Mitzrayim, is the older son. So how is it possible, therefore, that Knan, I mean, we know that it was that, because it says that order of birth, Uvnecham, Kush, Mitzrayim, Ufu, Tuchnan. So obviously Mitzrayim was older. Therefore, the meaning of Nivneta Masvin Shaita Mivuna, it was greater, and it was more built up, and more productive, alachat mishiva, seven times over. That's the pshat sheva, shanim, seven multiplies, shanot. So seven times over, Tzoan, which was the most beautiful part of Mitzrayim. Now look, ein lecha trashim, you don't have a greater trash area. Bechol Eretz Yisrael yoter mechevron, trashim literally means sela. It's rocks, it's not productive. It's the worst part of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it was used the Kavri Bashichvi. They were miyachidit for Kvura, because it wasn't such good territory. Now, on the other hand, Limlechamula, Bechol HaRatzot, Yoter Me'Eretz Mitzrayim. Take a look at all the other countries. Eretz Mitzrayim is incredibly fertile. Shinema Kigan Hashem Keretz Mitzrayim. Ve'in Lechamula, Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim, Yoter Mitzoan. Techtiv Ki Hayu Bitzoan Sarav. When we sent, when the Melachim of Yisrael sent to Tzoan to ask Paro to save them, Keneged Ashur, they sent to Tzoan. So that was the most beautiful part. That's where all of the Malachim would hang out. If that's the case, you would expect that Tzoan would be so much more beautiful than Hebron and more productive than Hebron.
Vafilo, how can we win Echad Mishiva Betzon? Nonetheless, the city that they were making fun of, and about how problematic Eretz Yisrael was, that city itself was the seven times greater than the most beautiful other city in the world. And it was the least of Eretz Yisrael. So well, how can you say that? The Chevron Trashima, what Chevron you call trash? Elchana v'ashalemet n'daraish n'adarki l'Hashem b'chevron. V'omer of Avya v'itema Rabba bar Barchanan. Why in the world would Avshalom say he had to go to Chevron to bring a korban? I mean, that's not where the Mizbeach was. V'tanya. So we explained that the reason that he went there wasn't to bring the korban, but rather to get the most wonderful korbanot. So Elim mimo'av, kvasim mi'chevron. The place to buy animals is Chevron. Apparently it was a very fertile area that the kvasim, the sheep would graze and would have tons to eat. It says, well, that's just the point. Mina. There's your raya. I did the Kalisha Ara because the land wasn't good for agriculture. So because of that, of the raya, they use it for grazing. Grazing, use it grasslands. And because of that, shamein kinyana. The mikne, meaning the tzon, become very fat. And because of that, he went to Chevron to buy tzon. Continues the Parshat Amaraglim. Vayashuv mitur aretz miketz arba'im yom. So 40 days it took them, and they came back. Vayachu vayavo. What does it mean, vayachu vayavo? We know that they went. Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, this word vayachu, which is extra, it says vayashuvu, obviously if they came back, they must have gone. So Makish Alichalaviyat's come to tell me that they left under the same circumstances that they came. Ma biya beitzara. Afalicha beitzara. They left planning to do damage and they came back doing that damage. It was all built in to the Shlichut.
Vekama govet shalmayim, shemasar mil, or shemasar mil. Or shemasar mil. Kineged Machane Yisrael Diver Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Ledvarech Adam Kal O Mayim Kalim. Avi Omer Mayim Kalim. Im Kein Bain Mayim Veshotvim Otam. Rabbi Malam Yishayu Mayim Nigrashim Nigdashim Veolim Kipim Aga Bikipim Yoter Mishlosh Meot Mil. Ad Sheraul Otam Kol Machay Mizrach Ma'arav Shenemar Vayich Lishmo Kol Machay Amori Asher Be'Ever Yarden Yama V'Kol Machay Aknani Asher Al Yama Tesher Ovish Hashem Et Me'a Yarden V'Pnei Bnei Yisrael עד עוברם, וימס לבבם. ולא היה בהם עוד רוח מפני בני ישראל, והפרחה וזונה אמרה לשלוחי יהושע. כי שמענו את השרביש השם את מי ים סוף. וכתיב הנשמע וימס לבבם, ולא קמה עוד רוח עודם בירדן. אמר להם יהושע דעו, אמר אתם עוברים את הירדן, על מנת שתורישו את יושבי הארץ מפתחים, שאתם מבורשתם את כל יושבי הארץ מפתחים. אם אתם עושים כמוטב, ואם לאו, באים מים ושוטפים אתכם. מי אותיכן, אותי ואתכם, אותכם אדם בירדן, אמר להם יהושע, הרימו לכם איש אבן אחת עד שכמו למספר שבטי ישראל. נכתיב. למען תהיה זאת עוד בקרבכם, כי שלום ביניכם, מחר לאמור מה האבנים האלה לכם. סימן לבנים שעברו עבוד את הירדן. אדם בירדן, אמר להם יהושע, שאו לכם מזה מתוך הירדן ממצב רגלי הכהנים, אכין 12 אבנים. ועברתם אותם עם אחים, והנחתם אותם במלון מאשר תבינו בו הלילה. יוכל בכל מלון ומלון, תם לא מאשר תבינו בו הלילה. אומר רבי ירד בחלפת, ורבי ליאז ומאתי, וחנני מלכך נוי, עמדו על אותם האבנים, ושיערום כל אחת ואחת, שקולה כ-40 שעה, וגמירה דתאונה, דמדלי איניש לקטווי, is only tilted דתאונה. אבל מכאן אתה מחשב להשקול שמביסו במות בשניים, ממש משלמה במות, אין יודע שבשניים. מה אתה אומר? אומר בשניים ושני מוטות. אומר ביצחק, טורטני וטורטני דטורטני. הכיצד? 8 נשאו השקול, 11 רימון, 11 תאימה, יהושע וכל הגבלן נשאו כלום. ויבאיתם משמונה חשיבי, ויבאיתם משלו היו באותה עצה. פליגי ברבן לברי ביצחק נפחה, חל אומר לדברי רב יהודה, כחנאי התן עברו. ודיבי רבי אלעזר ורבי שמעון בזרח הזה עברו. אחד אמר בין מר, בין מר, כחנאי התן עברו. מר סבא אדם קל, מר סבא למים קלים. שלח לך אנשים, אומר שלח לך מדעתך. ויאדם בורר חלק רע לעצמו, היינו דכתיב היטב בעיני הדבר, אמר יש לו כיש בעיני ולא בעיניו של המקום. ויחפרו לנו את הארץ, ומבחי ברב ומרגלים לא נתכוונו אלא לבושתה של ארץ ישראל. תיווכה ויחפרו לנו את הארץ וכתיבתם, וחפרה הלבנה ובושה החמה. ואלה שמותם למטה ראובן שמוע בן זכור, אמר רב יצחק דבר זה המסורת ידין מאבותינו. מרגלים השם מעשיהם נקרו. ואנו לא עוטה בידינו אלא אחד. סיטור בן מיכאל, סיטור שסתר מעשיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, מיכאל שעשה עצמו מח. אומר רבי יוחנן, אף אנו נאמר, נחפי בן ופסי, נחפי שיחבי דבריו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, ופסי שפיסה מידותיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. ויעלו בנגב ויבוא את חברון ויבוא מבוא אליה, אומר רבי מלמד שפירש כלב מהצד מרגלים והלך ונשתתח על קברי אבות. אמר להם, אבותיי ביקשו עלי רחמים שנצל מהצד הרג מרגלים. מה שאין כן, יהושע כבר ביקש משה עליו רחמים. שם ויקרא משה להושיע בן נון, יהושע היה יושיעך מהצד מרגלים. והיינו דכתיב, עבדי כלב, עקב, הייתה רוח אחרת עמו. שנאמר ויקרא משה להושיע בן נון, יהושע היה יושיעך מהצד מרגלים. והיינו דכתיב, עבדי כלב, עקב, הייתה רוח אחרת עמו. שמח, אימן ששי ותמח, אימן מיומן שבאחיו. שש שמשים את הארץ כשחיתות, צלמי שמשים את הארץ תלמים תלמים, דבר אחר או נעד דבר אחר. אחימן בנה ענת, ששי בנה הלש, תלמי בנה תלבוש. ילידי הענק שמניקים חמה בקומתם. בחברון שבע שנים נבנתה, מה נבנתה? אילם נבנתה ממש. אפשר אדם בונה בית לבנו הקטן, קודם לבנו גדול? דכתיב, ובני חם כוש ומצרים? אלא שהייתה מבונה על אחד משיבה בצוען, ואין לך תרשים בכל ארץ ישראל יותר מבחברון, בגבי בשיח, ואין לך מעולה בכל הארצות יתר מארץ מסוים שם גן השם כארץ מצרים, ואין לך מעולה בכל ארץ מצרים יתר מצוען. דכתיב יהיו בצוען שרה, ואפילו אחי חברון מבונה אחד משיבה בצוען. וחברון תרשים אחי, וכתיב, האם מקץ 40 שם יום אבשלום אל המלך, אל חנה, ויום רבב יביטי מרבא ברבא חנה, שהלך להביא כבשים מחברון, ותניה לי ממואב כבשים מחברון, נו, מינה, הייתי דקלי שער, עבדה ראיה, ושם הקניין. וישוב וניתור על את הארץ, ויחו ויבואו, אמרי יוחד משומרים שם רעי יוחאי, מה כשהליך על אביה? מה אביה בעצה רעה, פליחה בעצה רעה.